"Can there be anything more agreeable in the winter?" wrote the botanist Richard Bradley in his 1718 book, The Gentleman and Gardener's Calendar, "than to have a view from a parlor or study through ranges of orange trees and curious plants of foreign countries, blossoming and bearing fruit, when our gardens without doors are, as it were, in a state of death." Modern greenhouses, on the other hand, only came about with the ability to mass-produce thin glass panes and iron structures durable enough to hold everything in place. In Germany, an iron hothouse was built as early as 1789, and by 1824, the Earl of Shrewsbury had created a splendid conservatory on his estate. Its seven domes still sparkle as new, the center dome topped with the Earl's coronet, the others with pineapples, wrote May Woods and Arete Warren in their comprehensive 1988 book, Glass Houses. Even though greenhouses are a form of agriculture, they're fundamentally an industrial phenomenon. It's really a machine that you're building, but the machine happens to produce a product called a plant, says Dale Ron, U.S. director for DeForche, a Belgian company that specializes in large-scale projects such as the National Botanic Garden of Wales. In the 150 years since the greenhouse's Victorian heyday, the mechanical systems that sustain them have advanced considerably from the stoves and shades once used to control temperature. Somewhat astonishingly, though, their construction has barely evolved. Many of the things we do today, even the nomenclature, goes back to the 1800s, says Turkowicz, the consultant. The techniques of installing relatively small pieces of glass remain the same.